As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
The Monday Night Generator contains material that some listeners may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Monday, Monday.
TV is the night. Who has left the crater? It's the Monday Night Generator. Now!
Monday is the night power of the generator. CILU 10127.
Yes, indeed. It is Monday night, 10 o'clock. Nowhere else you'd rather be than sitting, hanging out with us on the Monday Night Generator. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Gonna give it up to the ladies tonight. Up for the ladies, I should say. We got a whole bunch of female-fronted bands that are going to take us through the next hour. We got some of the classics and a bit of newer stuff too. So grab your glass, hold it up, let's get started. Here's some of the Gods of the Mall, The Slits, and Love and Romance on the Monday Night Generator. CILU 102.7 FM.
Yeah.
Cherries and Knock Me Down. That's from their live album, Live at the Unicorn, which came out earlier this year. They're a band that's been around for, well, since I think 1976, and sort of on again, off again, lineup changes throughout, but still cranking it out and sounding pretty good. For that, we had X-Ray Specs and I Live Off You. And we started it off with Slits and Love and Romance from their album Cut. Back to another big band from the early punk days, one of the originals, Susie and the Banshees and Helter Skelter on the Monday Night Generator.
Thank you.
Dvojka's made music in the late 90s, early 2000s, out of Long Island, New York. That was their song, Oi Toi, from the 2000 album, Annihilation. Naked Aggression before that, Death to All the Pigs. And we started it out with the Queen of Punk herself, Susie Sue, Susie and the Banshees, and their cover of the Beatles song, Helter Skelter. Bruised Violet was a Babes in Toyland song that I'm not familiar with at all, but apparently it's also the name of a whole bunch of punk bands, punkish bands and whatnot too, but these guys with that name were a California-based band that was around in the early 2000s, and the song is called Man's World on the Monday Night Generator, CILU 102.7.
Sure, we're quiet. Even from the mortal color, starting to
Time for one more before we roll into the break, and this is a band that we have nothing but time for. They're called the Chits from the East Coast of Canada. They were around during the mid to late 90s, put out a pretty big catalog of stuff. They're definitely worth checking out. You can Google them and find some stuff pretty quick. Anyways, this is from a split 12-inch with the Readyman. It is called Punk Rock Preacher. And it is the Generator. CILU 102.7.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
The Monday Night Generator contains material that some listeners may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Monday, Monday.
Give me the night. Who hasn't left a crater? It's a Monday night. Generator. No.
Monday is the night. Power up the generator. CILU 102.7.
Yeah!
band that had a fairly long-running tenure in the Toronto punk scene back in the 90s and early 2000s, I guess. That's Two Pump Louie and Regret Number 69, band that we're playing for the first time, actually, on the show tonight. The Voids have gotten a lot of play on our show as well. This is Without a Right from the album Kill a Generation on the Monday Night Generator. Baby, That was Nausea with Freedom, Peace, and Unity from the Punk Terrorist Anthology, Volume 2. Before that, Crass with Shaved Women from the Best Before 1984 album. And we started it off with The Voids and Without a Right. We still got a few more to go tonight. Let's keep it rolling with The Poison Girls and Revenge on the Generator, CILU 102.7.
You thought that I had broke your heart and gone away scot-free, but all the things I did to you, they're doing back to me. I'll pack my bag and leave my home and face it up, you down in a friendly face. I cut it down. Revenge is sweet and sweet as hell, to kill or not to die. Revenge is sweet and sweet as hell, to kill or not to die. Break a brand new heart and tell a stranger lies. Revenge is sweet, sweet as hell, to kill or not to die. The finding of that friendly face who's never even heard your name. What you did to me, I'll do the same to you. Revenge is sweet and sweet as hell, to kill or not to die. Revenge is sweet and sweet as hell, to kill or not to die. Stranger lies. Revenge is sweet, sweet as hell, to kill or not to die. The finding of that friendly face is never even heard your name. What you did to me, I'll do the same to you. Revenge is sweet and sweet as hell, to kill or not to die. Yeah, revenge is sweet and sweet as hell, to live and not die.
Revenge.
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 Revenge is sweet. I said revenge.
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 The teachers in the school zone. Thinking about suicide is such a fucking thrill. But I toss and I turn and I can't stand it tonight. But I can't give up, I've got to be mine.
Eradicate!
You think the kids are blind? No.
Eradicate!
You can't control the mind? No.
Eradicate!
You think the kids are blind? No.
Eradicate!
We
fight to stay alive. Fight to stay alive.
Some original Canadian business there. That was The Curse with Shoeshine Boys. Threatening Verse before that with Urban Decay. And Poison Girls with Revenge. It's pretty much all the time we have for this week. Thanks a lot for coming along again. Hoping to see you back again soon. It's always difficult to keep the new episodes pouring out while we can't get into the studio, but doing our best to keep you with some fresh new mixes to listen to. Take it out here with a bit of New York Relics and some Conflict. It's been the Monday Night Generator. We'll see you next week. Till then.
population of this planet starve, and many more do not get enough to eat. You must now be familiar with the reports of the famine in Ethiopia, where the weather has been so dry the crops failed, and the people are so hungry they have to walk many miles to the nearest relief station, where there might be food if people have been generous. In any one station, at least 40 people a day die, totally shriveled. They have the energy to brush away the flies that are waiting for their meal. These people are the victims of our Western governments. In Britain alone, there are massive great food stores where surplus grain sits. In the EC, there are food mountains. In America, farmers are paid to destroy part of their harvest, while big corporations plunder the third world countries at the expense of the natives. Why is this? Economics, the science of greed, that which says people must pay Western prices for their food. Naturally, starving countries can't afford this, especially when their government takes the best first. The Western governments have plenty of money. They tax us on our income, and they tax us on what we buy. They take the money we have worked for and use it to buy arms. They would rather be able to destroy the world 12 instead of 10 times over than transport surplus food to those who die. Indeed, they become ill through obesity. Must we tolerate these obscenities? And soon even we may be starving because of their taxes. Some people don't see the connections between big business and destruction. The biggest murderers are McDonald's. Not only do they breed and slaughter millions of cattle, great rainforests are pulled down to make way for grazing ground. This destroys hundreds of unique species each time, not to mention the fact that we need the trees to produce oxygen for the planet. Many birds in North America migrate to these forests. On arriving and finding no forest, they die. The dropping population of birds means more insects, and the Americans' only answer to that is pesticide. We all know about factories who manufacture pesticide. You know about Union Carbide. They're an American company who set up dangerous plants where if anything goes wrong, it doesn't matter. Nearly 3,000 Indians are now dead due to their callousness. Thousands of strokes and injuries that will never heal. Innocent people who have done nothing, whose life is not easy.
Why?
So America can steal food from the starving millions. Nearly all big business is based on exploitation of the worst kinds. Cosmetic companies use dead animals to make their products, then poison many more by feeding it to them, with the end result of encouraging sexism by convincing men and women to look the same as each other. Advertising promotes this, and advertising of any kind usually portrays women as a sex object only, there to be raped. Drug companies like Roche and ICI claim to invent new drugs to cure imagined diseases. Thousands die at the hands of their useless research. They tried to make drugs to cure heart disease, which was originally caused by the sufferer eating meat and dairy products to excess. Booker McConnell owned everything from butchers to health shops. As long as the cash rolls in, who cares? Other companies who make machinery and domestic appliances, like Thorny MI, also make defence gadgetry. British Aerospace specialise in fighters in favour of passenger jets. Governments pay more for weaponry than domestic consumers pay for domestic items. That's why many, many companies worldwide plan on the defence orders. Some would go bankrupt without them. The fine ore industry, uranium mining, sponsored in Britain by Otisen, plunders the landscape, kills the wildlife, exploits the natives and gives them cancer. The product makes bombs to kill all and is used for nuclear fuel. The kind of power that reduces waste which can be pumped into the sea in Cumbria. Deformed babies and children dying of leukemia are coincidences, we are told. How many more lies must we listen to?
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority.